Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Guardian ID podcast. This is Zach Martin, editor of the Guardian ID magazine. Today we're speaking with Jay Summerall, president of Carsmith, about the community college campus card ID space. Jay, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Zach. I'm glad to be here.
So, Jay, tell me, how do you guys view the community campus card market? What went on in it?
Well, what's going on is they're starting to get serious about doing more with their ID cards. You know, typically, you know, the vast majority of community colleges have an ID card that just is an ID card and hasn't had multi-application capabilities, so campus-wide payments and the kind of things that a lot of four-year schools have. So what we're seeing is, you know, community colleges want to, you know, move in that direction.
And what are you guys seeing going on with the community campus card market that you don't see from traditional four-year institutions?
Well, they're newer to it. They're configured a little bit differently, and they're newer to it. And so that's actually one of the reasons that our SaaS business model sets up well. And they typically don't have resources committed to it now. So there's not a traditional card system on campus. There probably aren't staff dedicated to it. So it's a green grass. It's a more green grass opportunity for us, and sets up well, you know, I think, for our business model. And one of the things we're trying to do is facilitate that and make that easier. I said that, you know, they don't have the people. They generally don't have the experience with how to, you know, to deploy a campus-wide card program is pretty complicated. So one of the differences is, you know, they may not have resident expertise, you know, on campus, which also, you know, sets up well for us because we've got a pretty fully managed solution that fits for this market segment pretty well. They typically have lots of locations too, so it's, you know, you might have a downtown location, a couple of satellite campuses, places where, you know, an install of a more traditional approach, it takes longer. It might be more expensive. Again, we think we set up well to service that need. They also are, you know, they tend to be, you know, students at community colleges tend to be a little bit more mature. They're used to a more professional service. They may live at home as opposed to, you know, being residents. So the fact that, you know, they want web-based on-demand services, which we give them, you know, they just expect a more developed service level.
Is there anything that you guys are seeing that is specific to the community college market that you don't normally see at a four-year institution?
The thing that's most different is, you know, they tend to be dispersed. You know, the larger ones tend, you know, you might have four or five or six different campus locations. A lot of four-year schools have, you know, one or two, or, you know, maybe there seems to be more locations, you know, where they've got a downtown and, you know, two or three perimeter locations, or, you know, they're affiliated with, you know, a group of other community colleges. So there's more diversity of, you know, how they're configured, and just really more campus locations, which is good for us. It's good for our service. Our service sets up well for that, because we're never putting in any physical hardware.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's easy for us to support that.
Okay, great. Now, you guys just made an announcement a week or two ago about called the Fast Start program, which is aimed specifically at community colleges. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
And that is really a program designed to get people who are interested or thinking about it or investigating it, you know, to give them an extra reason to just go ahead and do it. That was really the idea behind Fast Start. When we had talked to, you know, several of them, a lot of them, and I don't know if we covered this, but, you know, the folks that we've seen, they don't have, they have a card production system, but they generally don't have a card system, as we would call it today. They don't have, you know, a local card system that they're doing. you know, payment applications out of. So since they don't have that, they don't have people who in an office. They don't have a, you know, an existing system. You know, it's new territory for them. So we are trying to, you know, just make this as simple as possible with not only an offer on, you know, kind of a terms offer, but also, you know, the scope of service that we provide, that we want to provide, is pretty comprehensive. So you don't really need expertise. You don't need existing expertise to be able to launch. We just need a contact on campus, either in IT or in the business office, and we can go ahead and help them get a program established. And so we want to get that word out there, and that was really the motivation for Fast Start.
Okay. So what are you guys going to be able to do with Fast Start? I thought I read that you guys are going to be able to get a program up and running in as quick as 6 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, that can be done. You know, there's a couple wrinkles in Fast Start. One, you can get up and running quickly. And there's two reasons for that. Generally it's not as much hardware as required. So you might have fewer vending machines, you might have fewer point of sale units. It's a pretty manageable installation. Also there's we have an option we can do a fully remote install. So we can set up a program for you, including dining, including touchscreen point of sale in your dining locations without ever having to send a technician to campus.
Okay.
So it's fully remote, remotely managed. It's very managed, but we just don't send somebody there. So that cuts the cycle time down. It also cuts cost down. We still have to do training by GoToMeeting or some web-based training tool, conference call, but it can be done, and that helps. That helps cut down on travel time and cost.
And you guys are also offering some financing, some discounting on this.
Yes, definitely. We're waiving our. We usually charge a front end fee for setup and sort of planning, setup, installation. We're waiving that, and we're offering to pretty much just roll the cost of terminals into a semi-annual fee, which is how we do business today. We charge a periodic fee. And so instead of having to go, again, we're just trying to make it easier. Instead of having to go for a capital budget for terminal equipment, we will essentially finance that and roll that into a service fee.
Okay.
And the reason we can do that is because there are limits to that, in the sense that a huge number, a really big equipment number we'd have to think about. But for the kind of equipment requirements we've been seeing, those are things we can handle, just rolling into a semi-annual fee.
Great. And you guys are officially rolling the program out at the end of May?
Well, we're rolling it out now.
Okay.
And we're hoping to get folks signed up by the end of May.
Okay, great.
So that we can install over the summer, so that a community, a two-year college could be, could have a program really, if they signed up soon, we could have it, we could have it live by May.
Well, Jay, is there anything else about the Fast Start program or about community colleges that you want to mention?
Well, there is the fixed price guarantee as well.
Okay.
So back to where we're trying to make this as easy as possible. So we do a service agreement when you launch Cardsmith Service. When you sign up with us, you do a service agreement, and what we basically are saying is we'll give you 5 years, up to 5 years, of price protection. So you'll know what you're going to spend. You'll be able to lock that in, for an extended period of time. So there won't be any, there won't be any surprises on the back end or year to year or anything like that. So it's a low cost to get in, and it won't get away from you if you for a pretty long period of time. So that's just something else we're trying to do to help really 2-year schools you know, go ahead and launch programs. You know, this is something we're serious about, and you know, we're hopeful that, you know, folks we've been talking to and that we kind of have in the queue, you know, we'll go ahead and get started, and you know, we think they'll be happy they did.
Great. Well, Jay, I'd like to thank you for joining us on this latest edition of the Guardian ID podcast.
Thank you, Zach.